has it been since I uploaded a podcast episode? Don't worry, I didn't forget about you guys. I've just had a lot of life changes, like really a lot of life changes. We moved recently. My dreams and my whole purpose and everything I want to do in the future changed. We're going to talk about that later because I said story time. And just a lot has changed, and everything's turning around for the good, and I'm really happy because I had times where I wouldn't sleep, sleepless nights. I had times where I just didn't know where I was going to go in the future. Is this something that I should do? Am I good enough for this? It's like an imposter syndrome, and I was just in this loop of like, what's the purpose of this? Like, is this worth it? But God put me through this, and He opened that door. I closed all the doors, started closing, and He opened that door. He showed up for me, and yes, we're here, and it's freaking amazing. So we're gonna talk about that later. But the topic of this podcast is, you probably finally decided to start your blog, or you started your blog. You're probably a veteran, but you just feel like you're just fading away into white noise. There's over 1 billion blogs out there. Yeah. But before we start, I just want to say, my name is Zuchidel, and I help bloggers and writers. That's my niche for right now, but as I grow and expand, I want to help any writer. I want to help songwriters, movie writers, poets, ghostwriters, freelance writers, anyone who writes a piece of writing for an audience, and puts it in any craft to help heal people, I'm here for that. So this is hopefully the place for you. But there's 1 billion blogs out there, and how the freak are we going to stand out? The blogs are only continuing to grow. Well, I want to say something very simple. You just have to not be afraid to piss people off, not be afraid to not always do lukewarm content, because people want content that's going to make them feel something. They want content that's going to make them echo. It's okay if your content's polarizing. It's okay if your content's a little bit controversial, because that's what trends in the media have been doing, and it's been skyrocketing. So for example, 3 examples I can really give is Donald Trump, Freely the Banana Girl, and that new show came out called Euphoria. So what do these people all have in common? They are controversial, they're polarizing, they're not afraid to piss people off, but they also have those diehard fans. So let's start with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he has a very firm belief system on how he wants America. He is not afraid to piss people off. He has a really strong voice. He says what he believes in, and he has a strong opinion. Freely the Banana Girl is basically the Donald Trump of vegans. She is really firm on her veganism rights. She's firm on her belief that everyone should be vegan, and you know, you're basically like killing this planet if you don't go vegan. And Euphoria talks about the unstable America and what our current world is going through, but this show is a little bit polarizing and controversial, and it has a lot of eyes turning. So for your blog, you could say how you stand behind this, but you don't necessarily stand behind that. And people want to stand behind something, and they want to stand behind a cause and a belief system. You can't just blog and sit behind a screen and just, hey, just blogging. And I probably sound a little raspy because I just woke up. I'm trying to be relatable and real here. And I really want to get a podcast out because it's been like freaking years. But yeah. It's really huge to make your blog and your content all about a strong cause and belief and revolutionary content. And it's not just about being relatable anymore, because that's already like out the gutter. People are relatable these days. What's going to take you further is, where's the revolution? Where is the talk about climate change, the talk about world hunger, the talk about changing this planet? You can't just make a blog and just, hey, be entertaining, make someone laugh, make someone smile, like talk about your life. Like, that's not even enough anymore. I'm not trying to bash like all of the big YouTubers, but I kind of
side with freely. Like, she talks about how, like, most of these big YouTubers, they're just entertaining, relatable, funny. Yes, that's awesome, but they have the biggest, most powerful voices on YouTube. Don't abuse that power. Like, they can do so much rather than just sit down and make someone smile and laugh. Like, they can talk about world hunger. They can talk about climate change, about, you know, animal poaching. They can talk about things that our world is facing, addiction, suicide. Like, well, come on, what's going on here? Like, the people with the biggest voices have the power to make an impact. And YouTube is a powerful platform, and these big voices need to step up and do that. Like, I'm with Freely on that. She talked about that. Like, I'm with her on that through and through.
How are you changing people's world? Like, are you, do you stand behind veganism? Are you trying to stand behind environmentalism? Are you standing behind world hunger? Are you trying to help people who are in poverty? Like, what is your cause? What revolution do you want to start? And how do you want to change people's lives in a revolutionary way? So, for me, I want to help those people who felt like outcasts, who felt like they didn't belong in this world. I want to help those writers and bloggers who felt like no one understood them, no one cares, and you just feel like you're just in your own little bubble, and just no one can resonate with you. So I want to echo those people who felt that way, who've been bullied, who've been, you know, left out, and just, they just felt like no one was there for them, but the only place where they felt like they belonged was maybe through content, a few friends, maybe some family members, and of course, writing and blogging. So I really want to echo those people, because you can't just say, like, oh, I can't just say I help bloggers and writers. Like, how broad is that? Like I said, there's 1 billion blogs out there. So I have to niche even further. I have to echo a certain group of people that really are going to click with me and resonate with my content. So hopefully you're that type of person. And if you're not, sorry, maybe you might want to find another podcast that talks about what I talk about, because I know 100% I'm going to piss people off.
This podcast is to tell the stories of people who felt like loners, who felt like this world wasn't worth living. They felt like they were an old soul, and they felt like they were just a big acorn in this sand, pile of sand. Like, they felt so different, and they thought that was a flaw, but I really want to tell you that that's a huge strength, especially if you're a young old soul. Like, telling your narrative to people is just gonna, it's gonna be powerful. So don't be afraid to flesh it out.
I know 100% I'm gonna, you know, raise questions, I'm gonna make people mad, and that's just inevitable. Like, that's not, no matter how hard you try, you're always gonna have people who just hate the ground you walk on and hate your content, especially if you do controversial content and polarizing content that stirs debate and conversation and just conversation. And the big thing about this whole conversation thing, I'd rather have my content have debate than silence. So you want a little bit of people saying, oh, I don't know if this blog is good, and you want people say, oh, I love this blog, and people start talking about it, and then there's that one person in the corner like, what's this blog about? Let me check it out. Let me see what all this debate's about. And bam, they're like, oh, their blog was freaking amazing. So it's not just about educating, inspiring, motivating, but standing behind a revolutionary change you want for the world. And I know it's hard. I know it's, like, difficult to stand behind something that you're scared you're going to offend people. You're scared you're going to lose people, but as you grow, you're going to have to really narrow down, this is who we're not, and this is who we are. And, you know, who we're not is, like, are you against misogyny? Are you against racism? Are you even against meat eaters? Or are you against, you know, certain groups? Are you, and what are you for? Are you for veganism? Are you for environmentalism? Are you for women's rights? Are you for racial equality? Are you, what are you for? Are you just set that straight so that people can know right off the bat, is this blog for me or not? Because you don't want to waste you don't want to waste their time, and you don't want them to waste your time.
But that's, just think of it this way. Your blog isn't just a blog. It's a platform. It's a platform for people to come and to have, be send a message, be sent a message about who you are, and they'll stand behind it, and they'll share that message, and they'll just make this platform grow. So it's a big difference between having a blog and having a platform. Big difference. And people will know if you're just writing for a blog or you're writing a blog for a platform. Like, big difference, because you have to stand behind a sometimes a radical approach to get people to listen. There's a big difference between making people, getting attention and making people hear, than making people listen. How you're going to get people to listen is standing behind radical approaches to our current world.
So that's why I don't like the statement like, oh, if I write a book, it's going to be for everyone. Or if I write an ebook, it's going to be for everyone. Or my blog is open to everyone on the internet and anyone can read it. I 100% guarantee you, in a million years, that's never going to happen. You will never have a blog that's for everyone. You will never have an ebook or a book that's for everyone. You will never have a song that's for everyone. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing to have people who hate your content and just hate you. So just kind of do research in the media and look for trends. And those trends are just controversial, debatey, and polarizing content that stands behind a cause. And those three examples, Freely, Donald Trump, and Euphoria, those are very controversial hot topics right now. And it's, you know, they have people who literally hate them, hate the ground they walk on. And they also have those diehard lovers who are talking about them and support them and are there for them. So, yeah, I'm still developing my cause. I'm still developing, like, what revolution I want to change, because there's a lot of issues with the blogging niche that I want to change. And hopefully you're one of those people who see problems in the blogging niche right now, and let's do this. Like, let's change the whole deal. Let's change it. So I think that's, I hope I got my point across. I hope everything is said and done, and I hope you understand that this isn't the age for lukewarm content anymore. People want content that speaks to them. People want people's lives. This life is like work, eat food, go to sleep. Like, people want something that's gonna help them feel like their life has meaning, and they want content that makes them feel like, okay, like, I want to do something with my life and not just do what the 99% are doing. I want to do something big and stand behind a cause. So, because most people are scared to actually start something. That's just psychology of humans. Like, people are more of a bandwagoner. They bandwagon a trend that they feel is good. And we've all done it. I've done it. Like, sometimes we're scared to start something because, like, it's just gonna cause debate, and we're gonna get haters, and all that attention is on us. So why not we just bandwagon a trend we believe in? So just basically have people bandwagon you. That's what it comes down to. So, all right. So, story time. So we moved to a freaking amazing house. You probably checked out from my YouTube. I did a story time on the video on opening a new chapter. I talked about the move. I talked about my new future plans. Because as you heard from the previous podcast episode, Emil actually talked to me about, like, what's your plans for the future? Do you want to go to college? Do you want to drop out? Like, what's going on here? And I was kind of in the middle. I didn't know what to do, because I was like, basically, all these creators and, you know, creatives and business people say, like, college is pretty much pointless, and just be self-employed, self-education, and just be independent. And I was like, yeah, that's good, but I feel like my parents are telling me college is really important because it's going to help me open up, it's going to help me grow, and it's just, I'm going to lose out on that social aspect, because a lot of creators suffer from loneliness syndrome, and they feel alone. So I don't want to suffer from that because I'm already a shy, timid person. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, first meet anyone. Like, even if I've DM'd you for a long time, if I talk to you first time, like, you aren't going to like me because I'm just really shy and quiet and just, no, you're not going to freaking like it. So my parents really were on me about, like, we want you to go to college. We want, this is an experience that not a lot of people can get, and I want you to enjoy this. And I was just like, ugh, I don't know, because my grades started to slip a little bit. Even though I was doing content, my grades were slipping. Like, I had A's, I had straight A's always, but my grades started going A's and B's, and my parents were kind of on me, because they're really strict. They've come from a long line of struggle. They're foreign parents, and they just come from a lot, and they don't want me to struggle, even though, you know, what I'm gonna do, like, I'm gonna struggle. Like, if what I'm doing was easy, everyone would do it. Not everyone does content, because it's hard. It's stuff that no one does, because it's so different from the standard 9-to-5. So my goal was to be self-employed. I actually don't want to do what the rest of my friends, well, not friends, but just my colleagues at school and my classmates are doing, where they normally work at Publix or they work at the theaters. I don't want to work for somebody, and I never want to work for somebody. I want to be self-employed and be my own boss. And I know that's hard. I know that's a little different. You know, I'm kind of undercover because not a lot of people at school know I have a YouTube. Just a few people know. And I'm trying to keep it undercover and just, I don't want to do what everyone else is doing. I don't want to just do an unfulfilling job and get a paycheck. I want to get a paycheck for a job that I know I'm helping people and I'm changing, hopefully, the world and sending a powerful message to people. And help as many bloggers and writers and anyone who just writes a piece of text in the world. I wanted to help all those people and make sure that they felt that they were important and that who they are is worth it and they can go after what they want and not be scared to, you know, take risks, not be scared to lose people, not be scared to kind of have that self-doubt, but to just push through. And my parents are like, I love that you support your dreams. It's awesome to support your dreams. And even Emil said that pretty much. It's great. I love that you're helping people. I love that you're there for people, but you have to make an income. You have to have food on the table. You have to make some sort of monetary income. And we aren't seeing that. We just see the podcast, and it's not consistent. And my parents were like, you know, once you start bringing in, like, at least 5,000 a month with the content, then we can start talking. Then we can start a conversation here. But if you're gonna just sit in a room in four walls and just create content and hope for stuff to fall off the sky, then you're gonna have to probably just move out and live on your own, since this is something you wanna do. You wanna be independent, you wanna do your own thing. And I talked to Emil about it. And my dad also talked about how at the same time, you can't do something just for the money, because people are going to see right through you if you're fake. You're going to be miserable. And the number one reason why you do a job is because you love it. You love it. You love helping people, and you love just the feeling you get every day. You get out of bed. Like, I just got out of bed and made a podcast episode. That's dedication, because I'm dedicated to this. But back to the conversation, my dad, like, my parents, we kind of started arguing, but it turned into, like, a conversation. So they talked about, okay, so how the freak do you think, like, you're gonna, like, yes, you have a bunch of videos out there. Like, that's something you're never gonna take away. You're talented. You know how to put yourself out there. You know how to send your message. And you know how to just talk. But how the freak do you think you're gonna grow if you have no connections, you have no links to people? And how the heck are you gonna build that YouTube if you don't have any connections and people that want to check you out? And I said, I don't know what it's gonna be. I'm like, God, my voice is so terrible. And my dad was like, it's college. And I never freaking thought about that. Let's go back. Let's rewind. So I was talking, I don't know if you heard this girl named Jada Malanza, best social media person out there, and I think she always will be. She's amazing. Her mom reached out to me because, like, I was always checking out her stories, and she said, let me just check out this guy because she's always checking out my stories. And she just responded to a bunch of my Instagram posts saying, I'm just an amazing writer. I know how to create content, and I'm just really talented and actually prestigious in writing. And she said that's something that her daughter wasn't the best at. That wasn't her strong suit, but I'm glad that that's her strong suit, because there's not a lot of writers your age that do content. And I told her about the whole college thing, and she told me, from who you are and just how you do things, college is a perfect environment for you. And in my opinion, I believe college is not for everyone. That's just point blank, blatant statement. Like, it's not for everybody. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing, but we're going to get into that. So she said, and I said, okay, so what can I take? And she said, definitely take psychology. I'm like, okay, that's a no-brainer. So I can understand how people function, how people think. And she said, you could also possibly consider taking neurolinguistics. And I'm like, what the freak is neurolinguistics? And she said, neurolinguistics is basically understanding the minds of humans, but how to understand language and writing at the same time. So it's basically psychology with a little bit of writing and language. And I'm like, that's perfect. That's what I want to do. And I'm like, okay, this is something that, okay, college is definitely something I want to think about now. And she said, yeah, neurolinguistics just helps you talk to people better, how to persuade people, and just how to understand our language and writing and how people think. And I'm like, perfect. That's perfect. Okay. So back to my dad, he said, college is going to help you with YouTube. And I promise you that, because you're going to go out there and talk to people and make connections and join clubs that relate to your content and have friends who love to write and blog, and they're gonna want to check out your content. You're on your phone like for a long time, and your friends are like, bro, like, what the freak you're doing? And I'm just like, oh, I'm just editing a video. And they're like, what, man, you have a YouTube? And bam, easy. And what makes it so organic and lovely is they know me. So when they watch my videos, they already are inclined to watch, are inclined to check me out, because of course, like, my mom and my dad, they check out my content and they watch from start to finish because they know me and they understand me. That goes for friends. Like, it's gonna just be that simple. And they said, like, it's just, you're gonna build relationships with your teachers, and it's not even like a professor student, it's just you guys are colleagues, and they're gonna possibly want to check out your content, and your friends are just gonna share your content to the masses, and the whole college is gonna want to freaking check you out. And bam. And I remember my brother's friend who does music regrets not going to college because he missed out on those connections. And yeah, so to the whole dropout thing, if you consider dropping out, if you consider, like, I want to not go to college, I'm going to be flat out honest with you. I fell in this trap, and I'm not saying it's a bad trap. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you are going to have a lot of barriers, and I feel like when you don't have a degree behind you, you're going to have to always have to prove yourself. You're going to always have to show that you are relevant and important, and you're someone people want to listen to, and you almost have to show. I'm not trying to bash these dropouts, they're awesome people, they're risk takers, they're amazing, they're revolutionary, they're not afraid to freaking leave the regular system. But some of these dropout people, I'm not saying all of them are, but some of them just feel a little bit standoffish, and they just feel like they have to be above people and just show off a little bit. I'm not saying that that's everyone, but that's just what some that I've seen, they just show off. And especially my bros out there, like my bros who do like drop shipping and stuff like that, like, they show off their Lamborghinis that are rented, they show off villas, they're doing backflips, and I don't know, I may come off as like bland or boring, but I don't want to be that way. I feel like most of those people are just identical, and I don't want to be that. I want to be relatable and real and show my vulnerability and show me. And there's only really four ways that you can really blow up if you are a drug dealer. And the first way is you're insanely talented. Like, let's say, for example, James Charles, let's say you're like a makeup blogger. If you're really talented and you're like a prodigy, people are gonna wanna be that, and people are gonna be inspired by that. And if you're just insanely talented, you can basically ride, you don't need to ride any algorithm, and you can just basically do your own thing. And you have a chance if you're just insanely talented. I'm not just saying you're just skilled, but you're talented and you're gifted. Next is you have insane resources. So let's say you are a doctor. You want to be a doctor when you grow up, and you had a long line of doctors in your family. Of course, you're going to be ahead of the pack because you have that thing behind you that's going to help you. Same for the blogging or the business YouTube. Let's say you had business parents who failed a bunch of times and done a bunch of crap, and they want to kind of help you with your business. Of course, you're going to be ahead, and you're going to know more than everybody else. So that's going to help you stand out and grow a little bit faster because you're ahead and you know more than the standard person. Next is you are insanely hardworking. Like, you are like an alien. Like, you don't sleep, you don't eat, and you just work 12-hour work days every day, 12 hours. Like, this is your life, and you will not stop until it's done. This is such a weird example, and it's like really weird, but there's this game called Warframe. I don't know if you heard about it, but I was farming this frame, and it's a very rare like character that you have to farm, and I was farming it, and every single day I grinded until I got those parts for the character every day. And I didn't know what was gonna happen, but every day I kept going at it, and eventually I got the character. So it kind of is like that. Every day you're blogging, every day you're creating content, every day you are posting. And that was me. I was kind of like the hard worker. And yeah.
Oh my God, you won't freaking believe this. I was recording the second part to the episode and my iPhone shut off. And we lost the second part to the episode. Yeah. I'm kind of really like disturbed. This is disturbing. I'm irritated, but we gotta do this. That's why when stuff happens, # dedication, we gotta do this. So back to what we were saying, I was gonna say is my brother just he had to get a game from my desk, from my drawer real quick. So he's back home from college, and yeah, I'm really happy that he's back home. And you know, he wants to do like kind of like criminal investigation, but like chemist kind of stuff, like health. He wants to be kind of like a doctor for criminals and kind of thing. I think you know what I mean, like, you know, the chemicals, test blue, like handprints and stuff like that, footprints, stuff like that. But back to what we said, the four things. The next one is you're very, very polarizing and controversial. So we talked about this a few minutes ago. You have to, you're actually really polarizing. Like, you actually offend millions of people, but at the same time, you echo millions of people. So let's, for example, Freely the Banana Girl and Donald Trump are huge examples. Like, they are radical. Like, you're literally a radical blogger. Like, you're not afraid to make people literally hate you. Like, they want you dead. Like, actually dead. And like, it can go to the point where like you're against certain groups, certain philosophies, you're against certain ways of life, and you only stand behind this certain way of life, this certain standard, and people will echo that, and you will have those fans. So that's another way. And the last one is, oh, there's two more. Another one is you're insanely hardworking. I think we said that already, sorry. But the next, last one, yeah, this is the last one. The last one is you are building a really, like, you're building, like, a product or a service or, like, something that's going to change the world at a global scale. Like, for example, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, all these people who build insane products or services and change the world at a global scale, and you're a dropout. So
I talked to my dad about the, I told my dad about this, and he's like, yeah, you're basically 100% right. Like, that's the only chance you really have to stick out and grow exponentially if you're dropping out. But I did tell my dad about, what about those people who quote-unquote dropped out, like Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, those people, like, they dropped out, right? So shouldn't I be like them? Because they created big products and big stuff. And they said, be careful what you just said there. Be careful what you just said there. Well, not so fast. Those people never dropped out. They basically, what they did is they redirected their focus into another medium when they were still taking classes. And that medium was their product, their services, their stuff. And college kind of helped to awaken and kind of open that mind of theirs to build this insane product. All of these people were in Harvard, Stanford, Yale, these Ivy Leagues, and they were still in college. So yeah, they didn't necessarily drop out. Dropping out literally means you reject the school system. They were still taking classes while they were doing their medium, while they were building a possible service that will change the world at a global scale. And eventually, as they saw this product was starting to blow up and just, you know, it started to skyrocket, they dropped out because they saw potential in this. And my mom was like, if you're gonna drop out, and you better have a good freaking reason why you're dropping out. And it doesn't just mean like start a YouTube, probably start a podcast. Like, you want to do something so huge for the world that people are gonna think you're actually, you're nuts, like there's something wrong with you. Like, for example, Thomas Edison, no one believed him when he made the first light bulb. Elon Musk, no one believed him. Like, you want to do something Elon Musk, Tom Edison big, you know, Benjamin Franklin big. Like, you want to do something huge. And my dad was like, you're going to be doing yourself a disservice if you just sit in a room in four walls and hope for stuff to fall out of the sky rather than going out there and making this happen in college. You're going to be building those connections. You're going to be building those friendships. And he said, how the freak are you going to grow if you don't have those connections? And he said, and I said, I don't know. I don't know where, how I'm going to get those connections. And he said, it's college. And I said, I never thought about that. And this turned from an argument to a full-on discussion. Like, we talked about why college is important for me. And most of the dropouts, I'm not trying to bash anybody, but some of the dropouts that do content, they feel a little bit standoffish, and they feel like they should have to kind of show that I'm above you and I know a lot and I'm better than you and I'm above you, basically. And that's sadly what I've seen with some, but there's some really, really grounded, amazing dropout creators that are just killing it right now. They're changing the world. They're just amazing. But there's some people who just, they feel like they have to have this facade, like, I have everything figured out. And that's what I'm saying with the dropout. Like, I'm not saying don't drop out, but there's going to be a lot of barriers. Like, you're going to always have to constantly prove yourself and show that you're relevant and show that you're important and show that, like, you should listen to me. And even though I don't have a degree, just listen to me, and I'm going to show you why you need to prioritize me. And that's kind of what's going on. That's kind of what they're doing. They're showing that I got everything figured out and I'm above you. And that's not all of them, that's just some. And it's sad because I reached out to some people like this, and I'm not calling out names, but there's some people that I wanted to reach out to that do my niche, and they're a dropout, and they never responded, and they just didn't respond. And they didn't have like 50,000 followers. They had like 3,000 followers, a small following, and they didn't even reach out to me. And that just shows that these people don't care about the people. They just want to show that I'm above you, and, you know, I'm just going to help you at this rate. I'm not going to go down to your level because I'm above you. And it's sad. It's really sad, and it sucks. But going to college, like he said, those videos are all they're going to do is just sit there and work for you. You're doing yourself a disservice. Go out there, go to college, and make things happen rather than sitting in a room, because those videos are going to go out there and work for you. You're talented, you know how to talk, and nothing's going to change. I was just just like ecstatic, like all the hard work pays off. I was just so excited to be in this moment right here because I thought I was dreaming, but it was actually Jade Domalonza's mom. And she really taught me about the connections and connecting with people, like we said, neurolinguistics. And this field is kind of underdeveloped, it's under talked about, so hopefully I can go to college and build a revolution for this field. And she told me, definitely consider that. And yeah, and back to my dad now. He talked about how, okay, we finally come to a consensus. Like, I've never felt so happy in a million years. Like, everything that God set out for me was put there for a reason. You have to go through stuff before the light comes. And that light showed up. All those doors were closing, and God showed up for me. Like, he showed up at the right time. And my classes, oh my God, my classes, my schedule is so perfect because God did that. And so now my dad talked about possible majors you can take, and he said psychology and biology. Add biology. Mama Dharma, that's her name. Mama Dharma didn't talk about biology, but my dad said biology. And I said, why biology? And I actually started to understand psychology and biology. It helps me understand just humans, and it helps me understand people and life at a human being level. Like, psychology, biology, double major is one of the most powerful double majors you can take, because you understand humans and people and life just through and through. And my dad, when he said he was taking his PhD and was going to college he was taking online classes for his PhD, he said statistics, like he took statistics, and he said statistics is completely useless because he owns a medical clinic. He said it was completely useless for what he wants to do. And I said, but the reason why it was important is because, and I kind of interrupted him and says, it helps challenge your brain. And he's like, bam, bingo, exactly. And that's basically what college does. Math isn't pointless. It just helps challenge your brain. It helps you think critically, and it helps your neuroplasticity, and it just makes your brain stronger. And that's what college does. It makes your brain stronger. And I think we talked about the dropout people, like Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates. Yeah, I think we talked about that. I think I'm repeating myself, but yeah, he said how definitely take biology, psychology, double major. And then he also said, we found out that the college I want to go to, neurolinguistics isn't in the college. So he said, I want you to transfer to an Ivy League school. And I was like, seriously, Ivy League? And I said, you can do it. You're smart. You can do this. You're a really smart kid, and you're hardworking. You got this. So go to an Ivy League like Harvard or Stanford or Yale and take neurolinguistics and get your PhD. So that's the goal. I'm going to do biology, psychology, double major. And I'm going to go, and he said it's going to be a breeze. It's going to be a breeze. I know it will. And then I'm going to go over to Harvard or some other Ivy League and take neurolinguistics. And throughout those college years, I'm just going to build connections. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to make friends. And they see me edit a video. They see me on my phone. And they're like, bro, what you doing? I'm just like, oh, I'm editing a video. Bam. Connections, bam, they check out my channel, bam, people share it. And I remember this happened one time where I was talking to my friend about my YouTube, because I was keeping a secret. This was ninth grade, and we were going to back to class from lunch, and we were in our line to get in the classroom, and someone overheard me and said, wait, you have a YouTube? And I was like, yeah. And they said, what's your YouTube? And I said my YouTube name, and they checked me out. And that's basically what's gonna happen in college. Like, I can just be talking to just one friend about my YouTube really extensively because I trust them. And then my other friends or people, just random people, overhear me and say, he has a YouTube, let me check him out. Even if they probably hate me, they'll probably check me out anyway. And they'll probably love me, you know? It's just organic, and it just slides in the conversation. It's just like, bam. Like, and I can join writing clubs and clubs about writing. And I can just tell them, oh, I kind of create content for stuff you guys want to do. If you want to check me out, feel free. But it just slides in the conversation. Like, you don't even need to promote yourself. Like, if you have a YouTube or you have music, it just slides into the conversation. Like, you know, I can be in my writing club at the college and I'm just, you know, probably like just swiping through my my analytics, and they said, wait, you have a YouTube? I see your analytics there, don't try to hide it. And I was like, yeah, I have a YouTube. And I'm like, okay, I'll check you out. And it's organic and it's genuine because they know me. And yeah, college, a lot of creatives and creators don't want to admit this, but college is huge. College is a really big thing, and it's not this useless thing that people say. Even Mark Zuckerberg said that college is great. You just have to know what you want to do and know the course of action you want to take. Because going to college, you have to know what you're doing. You have to have a plan, and you can't, like, switch between majors, because student loans will eat you up unless you go to college for free and work your butt off, which I'm trying to do. Like, I want to go to college for free, get a full scholarship, and just work my butt off. And I even heard, get this, I even heard if you work hard enough in college, college actually pays you. Yup. Instead of you paying them, they give you money. Not a lot of money, but probably like 5,000, sometimes even 10K money left over if you work hard enough. So maybe I will have a little bit of student loan, but I'm gonna get money at the same time if I work hard enough left over, and I can use that to pay my student loans, maybe help with my content. And yeah, everything's just working out. And this year I'm gonna work so flipping hard in college. Not college, but high school. I'm gonna be in 11th grade this time, and I'm only like 16. Yeah, I'm like really young, but everything seems to be working out, and I think the light is finally coming, and it's just a blessing. Like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Like, everything's awesome. Everything is all the light is being given to me, and it's awesome, and I'm just so blessed. And yeah, whether you're a dropout or not, it doesn't define you. And I'm rambling at this point, so if you want to sit and hear me ramble, it's up to you. But having a piece of paper doesn't define you. It's like being a doctor and having a degree, thinking you're smarter than people and you're gonna get automatic money. People can see right through you if you're fake. Just because you have a piece of paper, just because you know stuff, doesn't mean people are gonna listen to you. You have to show that you care. You have to show that you want to actually change people's lives. Then they're gonna listen to you. Then they're gonna want to start sharing your content. And my dad, for example, his patients share the clinic with him. They talk about his clinic for him because he has helped so many people. And yeah, he's like, he's not your stereotypical clinician. He actually gives back and he helps people. And it's sad that not a lot of doctors do this, but they're just kind of just there for the money. And this is creators and content people in general. Like, it pains me. It's just so terrible that this is so alien, but not a lot of creators, they don't want to give. And that's what my dad told me. Like, there's people who you listen to, like these people online, and like the people that you've been talking to, like they're doing the opposite. They're wanting money, then they give. And you know, dropout people or not, college or whatever degree or not, they're doing the opposite. But you have to give before people give you a paycheck. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm giving and giving and giving. And I know these 100 videos, because we reached 100 videos. Yep. Yay. It's going to work for me, and it's going to be out there, and it's going to freaking hopefully blow up and hopefully grow. And they're just like, here's your medication, here's your ibuprofen, and bam, like, you're going to be okay. Like, bye. No, it's a connection, it's a friendship, and patients even come to the clinic just to hang out. Like, what? Do you even hear about that these days? People hate going to the office, but people just come to my dad's clinic just to hang out. And that's what you want to do for your blog. Like, you want people just to come to hang out, not just for value or just information, but just to spend time with you. And that's really when you know you're making a difference, when people are a part of your day and a part of your life and a part of your ritual. And that's when real change happens. That's when something big happens. But I think I've been rambling for too much, but I think we gotta talk about this show, Euphoria. I talked about it, but I just can't hold back. That show, oh god, that show is good. Like, that show really is my show, and this comes from someone who doesn't watch a lot of TV shows, but Euphoria is awesome. And why I love that show, it's because it's polarizing, like we said. It's revolutionary. It's not like your Stranger Things 3, because Stranger Things is just entertainment. It's not revolutionary. It's not making an impact. But Euphoria, it's revolutionary. It's inspirational. It's relatable. And I feel like I relate to Lexi. Lexi is definitely my person, because I always feel like the pushover. I definitely do feel like I don't fit in, and like I feel like I'm always there for people, but they backstab me. And yeah, she's definitely my spirit animal. And also I relate to Rue a little bit too, because I've suffered from gaming addiction. I've really severely addicted to gaming. I think you've heard a little bit about that on my YouTube. I've gamed for hours at a time. And just find healthy alternatives if you're addicted, whether it's a friend or a sport or cooking or something. Like, just find healthy alternatives. So I think that's it for me. I think I'm done talking here, and I think, yeah, I hope you guys aren't too mad at me that it took me years to upload a podcast episode, but hopefully this long one kind of made up for it, and hopefully I inspire you to do whatever you want in this world. Like, you go get it, and God is gonna be there to fulfill your freaking purpose. And when he closes all those doors, he's gonna wait for you to open that door, and you're gonna make things happen. So yeah, I freaking love you, and I can't wait to see you in the next podcast episode. I might edit this out and put some stuff, because like we said, my iPhone did shut off, so I may have to edit stuff out and put some stuff I forgot. But yeah, I really love you guys, and Puffball is signing out. Puffball's back, and I just want to say you're amazing. I love you, and I can't wait to see you in the next one. Goodbye. I love you.